I've had a couple of comments that say you guys like watching my videos as you're falling asleep, and I seem to watch and listen to a lot of educational stuff as I'm falling asleep as well too. So this video is going to be a little bit longer than some previous videos that I've done in the past, and it's going to be relating to Dr. Vegapunk and what he said in the most recent episode of One Piece. I believe it's episode 1100, where Luffy and Lochi face off again. The main part that I wanted to talk about too is when Dr. Vegapunk, he says this: "All things are brought into this world because they are desired. This is something that I've been experimenting with over the past couple of months at this point in time, and I'd say I've been doing it for actually more or less a couple of years at this point in time as well too. I was just doing it unconsciously, whereas now I'm starting to do it consciously. Whereas, let's say I have a desire to, say, eat out food, or I have a desire to go on a walk, or I have a desire to microdose, or I have a desire to go on a hike or ride my bike or talk with a stranger, whatever it may be. What I do is I've started to do an internal work on my internal version of myself. So I look within myself to be like, okay, what do I desire? What desire do I have within me that I can make manifest? Because there's another part where Vegapunk says this as well too. The devil fruits are manifestations of the people's aspiration for human evolution. Everything is a desire. Everything is a manifestation. This is something that maybe you have realized, maybe you haven't realized. It's something that I realized, and I highly recommend that you experiment with it. Test it out. Try it. See something within your head first, because what society has told us is that all your answers, everything that you ever want, is on the external. It's on the outside of you, which you can feel it, you can experience on the outside, but it's not always true. You have to first see it on the inside. You first have to see it on your internal self. There's this guy called Earl Nightingale, and he talks about the strangest secret. The strangest secret is a path and a version as to where you're going to be walking in your life. So let's say you're in a ship, like Luffy in One Piece, and you're in a ship and you're driving that ship along, and he has a goal. Luffy has a goal to reach to become the Pirate King. So he has set his intention, his sights, on that said destination. Whatever happens in the meantime, that's all secondary. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know where tomorrow's going to bring. He doesn't know what enemies he's going to have to fight. He doesn't know what battles he's going to have to overcome. He doesn't know what strengths or tribulations or trials or sorrows he's going to face along his journey. All he knows is what he's aiming towards, so that's where he's going to be heading. And as he's heading in that direction, he's starting to find new people, new places, new acquaintances, new individuals that he didn't originally have and or see. And this is something that you can do in your own individual life as well too. Let's say that you have some aspiration, some goal, something that you're working towards. Let's say you want to make $100,000 in a month. You might be hearing that, and right now when you hear that, you might be like, that's absolutely insane. You can never make $100,000 in a month. And that's where your problem lies. You have to be able to consciously realize that that is something that you yourself can do inherently within you. It's going to start by you having to first ask these questions, and I've asked these questions to friends of mine, and maybe you can ask this question of yourself too, is what do you think you're worth? And I'm not saying like your worth isn't worth something, like you are worth, like you're worthwhile. What I'm referring to is like, what do you think your worth is per year? How much would you like to be making per year to live the life that you want to live? What is that number? You, in all likelihood, don't have that number. You don't know what that number is. And that's okay. That's why I'd recommend, like, in a sheet of paper, writing down, like, okay, what amount of income, where do I want to be, what do I want my life to look like in a year or 5 years, 10 years from now? And then you start working towards that goal, because you've set your sight on your intention. You've set your sight towards becoming the Pirate King, towards becoming wealthy, financially free, happy, abundant, whatever word that you want to use to be able to reach that level that you're working towards. Most people that I've talked with, they say that they only ever want to make maybe $50,000 to $60,000 a year. I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. Like, that's, if that's all you ever want to make per year, that's awesome. Whereas I'm over here, I'm like, let's make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a month, and then we work that up to like $3 or $4 million a year, maybe even have $1 billion a year, because it's like, why not create a goal that's so ambitious, that's so out there, that's so awestruck that it makes other people like kind of gawk and be like, really? That's what you're trying to do? There's no way you can do that. But that's where you can't allow other people to influence your opinion. Like, you can look at Luffy, and he's had many people that tell him, like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Like, they just laugh in his face. They say, like, hey, don't do this. Like, even when he was trying to fight Lucci in this most recent episode, like, Jinbei was like, Luffy, let's go. And Luffy's like, nah, dude. Like, you guys go. I got this. I got to take care of this. Because, like, Luffy stands up for his morals. He stands up for his beliefs. He stands up for the person that he is. This is something that you need to do as well, too, if you're wanting to have a worthwhile life, you have to stand up for what you truly believe in. If you're unable to stand up for what you truly believe in, then, like, what's the point in you doing anything at all in the first place? You have to find something within you that you can resonate with. In Buddhism, in the East, they call this Dharma. There's a airplane. That's actually really cool. What would that be called, dude? I don't even know. There's a chopper flying out my window right now. I know that's slightly off topic, but it's one of those like police helicopter like chopper things. That's sweet. In the East, they have this thing called a dharma. And a dharma is a responsibility. It's a responsibility that you have not just to yourself, because if you're just doing it for yourself, then you won't be able to make it as far as you want to make it in your life. At least this is something that I've come to realize. When I was on my bike ride 2-3 days ago or so, I decided to do a longer bike ride than I've done in quite some time. I took a path that I typically take and then another path that I typically take back, but there's a middle section in there that I rarely ever take. And this was about a 60-mile ride. And the first 30 miles, they were easy, they were simple. They had a clear direction of where I wanted to go. As I started to pedal along, I was like, okay, this is getting a little bit more tired, like it's all right, but I'll keep going one stroke at a time, basically. So that's what I did. I just kept making my way through there. And I came to realize that it's just like, it was challenging for me when I was just doing it for myself. There's a point on the ride when I passed this girl and her and I smiled at each other and she kind of like stuck out her tongue. And something with that, like it brought me back to a moment of realizing, like, when I do have my wife, my girlfriend, whatever word, like girlfriend, then wife, or maybe just girlfriend and keep her as my girlfriend. Who knows if I make her my wife? And that's the direction. That's where it ties back into like having a clear direction, a clear focus in one's psyche, one's vision in this world. So when she did that, though, like I got a second boost, like I got a second drive of like, oh, okay, I can do this now, because I had something more than myself to work towards. And that's something that I think you guys need to understand. At least that's something that I've come to realize, is when you have something that is bigger than yourself that you can work towards, it's a lot easier for you to obtain. Like Luffy, he wants to become the Pirate King. It's going to be a manifestation at one point in time or another, because he's going to manifest it into reality because he started with the initial thought. And that's what I was relaying at the beginning too, is having an understanding that everything is within your mind is the starting point of everything. You might not understand this. I didn't understand at first either. Like I kind of had a feeling that it was, but I was still putting too much emphasis and thought and perspective on the outside world, when I've started to realize, and I know this now for a fact, that it's all just within our own head. So like you and I, we can both be sitting in the exact same room, say listening to a speaker, watching an anime, or playing some video games. And all three of us, well, you and me and then the person on stage or that we're watching or consuming, we're all going to walk away with three completely different perspectives. We'll say two completely different perspectives just because it's you and I right now in the room watching this person speak. And the reason for this is because you're going to see your life, and you're going to relate what was said to past experiences that you have. Whereas I'm going to see my life and I'm going to relate what that person was saying to past experiences that I've had in my life. We both have these interactions and these concepts that are a little bit more foreign than maybe we originally would have anticipated. It's not something that's bad. It's not something that's good. It's just something that is. When you understand that it's just something that is, it becomes and opens up more doors and maybe a reality that you hadn't originally known and or experienced beforehand. And it's something that only I used to believe that it was a lot that everybody could experience this. And I've started to realize that it's not true. Like everybody has the ability to, I just don't believe that everybody wants to. There's probably a very small subsection of people that have made it this far into the video at this point in time, which if you have, thank you, because clearly you are wanting to expand your horizon, your consciousness, your willingness to experience the world in different ways and be able to associate maybe certain moves or characters from certain anime characters that you have in your world. To kind of tie it back to how Vegapunk and Luffy and Lucci and how Vegapunk says everything that is ever created is desired, it's true. Like if you think about it this way, let's say you're watching TV right now or you're on your phone. That phone didn't come from outside. Like, just think about that for a second. The phone or the computer that you're watching and listening to this video on did not come from outside of you. Yes, you're holding it on the outside of you, but you're feeling it on the inside of you. And Steve Jobs, if you have an iPhone, I don't know who created Android. Let's just say Bill Gates because of Microsoft. If they had the vision inside of their head first. We can also look at this in terms of the Wright brothers who created the plane. They had the vision within their head first. You can look at Mr. Beast, the creator, which if you've ever listened to interviews with him, all he says is that all he has ever thought about is YouTube. And that's how he's been able to grow such a big following, mass following on YouTube, is because that's all he ever thinks about, which he manifested the reality of having 200, almost probably 300 million subs at this point in time, because that's the only thing that he would ever consciously think about. So like, let's say you don't enjoy where you're at in life right now. Maybe you aren't happy with your job, your income, your expertise, your friends, your family, your relationships, your fitness, your health, your finances. I've repeated myself a couple of times in there. Let's imagine that you aren't happy with those situations. That doesn't mean that you have to remain in that state. You don't have to remain in that feeling, in that tone. Like, yes, there's a life as has talked about in, there's maybe Genesis. I don't know the exact word in scripture, but there is a time for everything. I'll read this to you because I've been studying a little bit about Christianity over the past couple of days or weeks, months, couple of months. There's a section in Escalates, I don't even know how to say this, Escalates 3.1-11. There's a time for everything and a season for every action under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. Time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to speak, time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. There's a time for everything. Maybe you're at a point in your life to where things aren't working out in the ways that you need them to. Maybe you're at a point in life where things aren't manifesting in the ways that you want them to, or the things that you desire aren't seeming to come to fruition. But I want to challenge you on this. I want to change that perspective, because what if they are happening in the exact way that is leading to your desire or your manifestation? Because from what I learned from the most recent episode of One Piece as well too, is Vegapunk was talking about how, like, if you truly desire something, like truly, truly desire something, it'll never exist. Like, it'll never stop to exist in this world. So maybe what's happening right now in your life is you've been having to break down old conditioning, old beliefs, old thought patterns that you once had. Sorry about that. And this is also related in a book called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, where he talks about the self-image and beliefs and how we have these beliefs that inherently aren't ours. Luckily, Luffy, he was able to find beliefs within himself at a very young age, and he didn't allow the god figures, the father figures like his grandpa, to sway him from becoming the Pirate King. Because we can look back at previous episodes of Luffy where he was talking and telling Gramps, like, yo, I'm going to be the Pirate King. He's like, no, you need to be a Navy Admiral. But even at the age of, what, let's say 6 or so, Luffy knew that he was going to be the Pirate King. Like, that's all he had on his mind because Shanks had saved his life. And if it was his grandpa that had saved his life instead of Shanks, the pirate, then Luffy would have been in a completely different situation. But since he had a pirate save his life instead of his grandpa, he was able to find that, like, I want to be a pirate because that's the person I look up to. We all have these conditionings in our world. We all have conditionings of some way, shape, or form or the other. It's all there is. Like, all you are is just conditions and repetitions of what somebody else has told you to be. Unless you spend a lot of time in meditation like I do, that's all you know. You only know what other people have told you. You might not even know who you truly are. I know I haven't known who I was for a very long time because I allowed other people into my world, into my reality, to influence my decisions and my choices, which isn't the case. Like, you don't have to do that. Like, once you start to become more conscious, you start to become more aware, you start to become an adult, you can begin to make your own religion, your own choices, your own aspects within yourself, instead of having to worry about trying to put it on or listening to somebody else. Because everybody, from what I've come to realize, will want you to live the life that they want you to live for them, because you're playing a specific role in their life that makes them happy. This is a big part where, like, I love people, I love talking with people, it's one of my greatest joys. A lot of people don't stay in my life. There are a couple of people, which I was thinking about this the other night, that do seem to stay in my life. I don't know why. I don't know what the cause is for that, but they do. There's certain individuals that stay here that keep coming back for some odd reason, and I guess that maybe that means that they're meant to be in my life longer than I thought they were, which is a cool feeling to have, because I've had a lot of people that just kind of had disappeared, and this will happen to you if you're in your early 20s or even in your teens, where you'll just have people that will just kind of like fall off for a little while. It doesn't mean they're bad or you're bad or things aren't going to work out. It just means that they weren't at the right vibrational frequency as you, for you to help you achieve your desire or help you achieve your manifestation, as Vegapunk was talking about. Because like, you can think about it this way too, is like, Luffy has a specific number of crew members for a specific reason. He chose those crew members, and those crew members came into his life for a reason. And there's a guy on YouTube that I'd recommend you guys check out if you haven't listened to him as well. He has done a deep dive on a couple of the Straw Hats at this point in time. Totally not Mark. Highly recommend his channel and his video series essays on what he's done around the Straw Hats. It's really incredible with how he's been able to analyze and tell the stories of like each individual Straw Hat. Highly recommend him with that. And if you do, I'd say leave a comment on his video saying that I sent you, even though he has no idea who I am. I just think that'd be kind of a cool little concept to try and see if we can maybe grow our audience a little bit and get some more people in tune with this type of information compared to the status quo stuff that isn't very deep and it's just very surface level. Because I think this is much more informational and the type of stuff that I would like to listen to when I was learning about this in the beginning ages, because it's just easier this way, because now you're kind of getting to relate certain stories or aspects that you wouldn't have originally known if we wouldn't have gone down this route. So there's this whole concept that what you focus on is what draws to you. It's called the law of attraction, basically. So if you're attracting certain things or certain aspects, and you have big goals and you're ambitious and you want something big in life, then those things will start to manifest in the external world. You'll start to realize that you're just playing a video game. You're just playing a character. You're playing a story or a trait that you have desired, either consciously or unconsciously, as I talked about. And there's a whole concept that, let me give you a little bit of background on this. So there's a psychologist, Carl Jung and Freudian psychology, where you have the id and the Oedipal, or the conscious and the unconscious. So the conscious is going to be what you consciously do every single day. The consciousness is yourself right now as you listen to this video. There is an aspect of your subconscious that is also listening to this video as well too, and is listening to every aspect of this video. And this is why I talk with people, because the subconscious holds information and maintains information infinitely. Like, there's no limit to the amount of information that the subconscious can maintain. Sometimes it takes you a little bit of time to maybe recall something from the subconscious. Like, maybe it's a name. Maybe you just met somebody new. You're trying to remember their name, and it's like you can't remember it. And then all of a sudden, boom, it pops into your head when you're in the shower or something like that, because the subconscious worked and it popped it into your head. You start having an argument, or you have an idea or a conversation or whatever it may be, because the subconscious goes to work when you are tranquil. And that's why the subconscious is such a powerful method, and why I'd recommend reading The Power of the Subconscious Mind. It's going to be a book that I plan on rereading here in the next couple of days or so, because there's a part that I remember where if you want to help improve your unconscious so that then your conscious life can be a lot better or more full, is to like envision yourself right before you go to bed of what you want to have happen and how you want your life to be different. Because this also ties back into the psycho-cybernetics of where like you're changing your self-image and your belief patterns. Because then like when you do fall asleep in that new state of mind, all of a sudden your mind is going to go to work while you are asleep, because our mind is always active in some way, shape, or form, either consciously or unconsciously. That's why I document my dreams every single morning, why I believe it's so crucial to understand your dream concepts, because they're messages from the outside world. We can look at Kung Fu Panda with the most recent one, where he talks about like it was a vision, not a dream. It's like, that is true, but that's not necessarily related to One Piece by at all means or anything like that. But it's just interesting, like when we think about it, all we have is our imagination. That's it. Like, all we have is thoughts. Everything else is just our perceptions. Because we can look at the grass, you and I can both look at this grass And somebody or you can be like, yeah, I don't like that grass. It doesn't look good. Where I'm just like, dude, it's just grass. Looks good. It's green. And you're like, eh, it's a little bit brown. It's like, yeah, okay. And still just grass. It's just a matter of what you associate the meaning to. And I've realized this. I've done this multiple times myself when I didn't need to. Is I would relate certain meaning to certain things that were outside of my control. It's not something that's bad. It's not something that like I have to worry myself with by any means. But what it is it's just funny how we always seem to give different perceptions and perspectives to things that really have no significance whatsoever. I know I've done it. I know you're doing it. Maybe you still are doing it. But once you realize that like things just are, and you don't have to associate any sort of value or meaning to it, I can tell you that my life has become a lot more clear and a lot more fun. Your life can probably, well, will become a lot more clear and a lot more fun if you do the exact same thing. And if you want to learn more too, like about the manifestation stuff with how like our desires and things come into the world because of like it's an aspiration for human evolution. It's because in the East, as I was talking about earlier, all there is like there's three levels, at least from the yoga perspective. So there's at the very bottom, there's matter. So like matter is like the things that you hold. So like you can hold your phone, you can hold a pen, you can hold Legos, you can hold a book, you can hold a camera, you can hold your computer, you can hold a game station, you can hold like an anime figure. You can hold anything in your hand. And then on top of that, after the matter level, then you have the energy level. And the energy level, this is where you're gonna, where if you increase your energy or your energies, think about like radios or TV signals or like listening to this video or Bluetooth. It's just like they have to have a certain specific energy level that correlates and vibrates at the exact same pitch to be able to transfer the data from my screen to your screen. Because otherwise, if we didn't have that information, like think about phone calls. Like phone calls, it's because it's sending energy from one spot to another in waveforms. It's the same thing with like playing video games. Like you have a wireless controller, there's waveforms and energy being transferred that you cannot see. That's why energy is the second level. And then consciousness is the third level, because consciousness is the level that we all exist on. Consciousness is the only thing that truly ever exists, because we can think about it this way. When you go to sleep at night or you close your eyes and you're alone, does anything else really exist outside of you? You might be thinking, yeah, it does. But it's just like, think about it. Just sit with that for a little while. And I can't say that this is going to be the answer for you, but just imagine this for a second. Like, how do you know that something truly exists outside of you? And you can be like, well, because I can touch it. It's like, okay. But like, what if there was nothing there and you're just in the middle of the ocean, like just floating, or in the middle of the woods? Like, how do you know that other people exist? How do you know that other devices and other things exist? It's just like, you don't. Because you can go to like indigenous tribes and you've maybe seen them on YouTube where it's just like these people, they have no idea what exists outside of their own small little world, because that's the world that they live in. They don't see what we see. They don't experience what we experience. All they do is they experience the world that they live in, where they get to eat, they hunt, they walk around without shoes on. Maybe they fish a little bit, dance, whatever they do. Like that's all they know. They don't know anything else. The only other thing they know is stories and experiences. But they don't know anything outside of their own world. So like when you sit tonight in meditation, if you do meditate, think about that for a second. And just imagine, like, when I close my eyes or I go to sleep, how do I know that anything on the outside of the world exists? Because when you're dreaming too, you can think about it this way. When you're dreaming, the dream feels real. Like I know that you've all have had dreams, because I've had dreams where it's just like, I wake up and I like rub my body to make sure that like I'm still here, because like the dream was so real. It encapsulated me. It brought me to a different dimension that I didn't know existed. And scientists, they don't know the answers to these things. So it's like, if scientists don't know the answer to these things, like how can we know the answer to these things? And that's why like when you tap into your meditation or your dream, like you're tapping into consciousness, you're tapping into consciousness itself. Because all it is consciousness is just you and I expressing ourselves in different ways, shapes, or forms. It doesn't necessarily mean that my form is better than your form or your form is better than my form. It just means that we just are. We're just experiencing this world that we have right here, right now. And it's an interesting concept that I hope you explore more through these coming days or weeks or years or months or decades, because it's something that I don't think can ever fully be understood, but it can at least be learned and grasped in ways that many other people might not be able to. And that's why, like, if you want to get really good at manifestation and achieving your desires, you must understand that it all starts within you. You have to see it within yourself first. You have to see you having the house, the girlfriend, or the job, or the income, or the success, and physically see it and feel it and sense it. And then you just let the how take care of itself from there. The yogis talk about that. Manifestation talks about that. You don't have to worry about doing things because your body and mind will just do things for you. Like, it'll just happen. It's weird. I don't know how it works. And I wish I could say I knew how it worked, but I don't. But I do know that it does work. When you believe and you have raised your vibration to the certain level that you want to be at, then it's great. And some strategies or tactics that I'd recommend for wanting to increase your vibration is, if you live near, say, the mountains or nature or the ocean, like, go out there and sit by yourself and just listen. Don't, like, you can bring your phone, but, like, don't be on your phone while you're out there. Like, if you want to listen to something on the way out there, like, maybe listen to this before you go out there, and then just sit by the water or sit in the nature and just, like, observe and listen and watch your thoughts, watch your feelings, watch your breath, watch your smells, watch your sight, watch everything, and just realize that, like, everything is happening inside of you. Like, you are perceiving your perception within you. Nothing's truly outside of yourself. It's just not. That's why, like, if you want to manifest something, you got to see it within you first. You have to believe it to be true within you. And then there's going to be people and things that will come up and try and stop you. But if you truly believe in what you're trying to do, you'll make it. Awesome. If you guys like this video, let me know. I'll do another video around this length sometime soon as well too. If you like these longer videos and these concepts and stories, just let me know. I like learning about it. I find it fascinating. I typically listen to these things, like, either, like I said at the beginning, when I fall asleep, or even when I go on walks. So if this is helping you get outside and change your life, then I'm doing my job. And if it's just helping you, that's fantastic. So I'll see you guys in the next video, and subscribe to the channel if you aren't already. Thanks.